الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam by the ayat اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Allah said, read in the name of your Rabb who has created everything. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. Yesterday, somebody sent me a trailer of the new BBC Planet Earth 2. I don't know how many of you have seen the first one, Planet Earth 1. It is something which is truly to be seen. I mean, if you haven't seen it, then you are missing something in life. Now, Planet Earth 2 is better than that, because from that time to now, it's about 10 years. In 10 years, the technology has developed even more. So this clip, which will come with this further reminder also, I'll send that clip. One of the sequences in that, there are a lot of things, but one of these, the final sequence, is of the hatching of marine iguanas. Now, there's this island where they have taken this documentary. If you haven't seen this video already, then I suggest you pause the reminder, watch the video, and then watch the rest of it, inshallah, and then listen to the reminder. Now, marine iguanas, they lay their eggs in the sand. And when the young hatch, they're pretty big when they hatch, they have to get to the sea. And to get to the sea, they have to go over the sand, and then they have to go over some extremely lethal looking rocks, very sharp points and all that, black rocks. And this island also has racer snakes. And there are, the number of snakes is unbelievable. It's like a horror movie. You will see like 20 snakes come at one time. Now, racer snakes are non-poisonous, but obviously they are dangerous. So when iguanas hatch, that is the time when racer snakes get to feed the most in the whole year. So it is a race between the newly hatched young of the iguana and the snake. Now, if you see the filming is fantastic, because if you see the iguana hatching and coming out from under the sand, because it hatches, the eggs hatch under the sand, the camouflage is so phenomenal that you have to actually strain to make out the head of the iguana baby which is coming out. And they're not small, they're pretty large if you look at it. So it's not as if it's so small, but it's just the camouflage, the color of the sand and the granules of the sand and the pattern on the head of the iguana. And then there is this phenomenal sequence of this one young one which comes out, and a racer snake is chasing it. So it climbs a set of rocks, takes a flying leap off that with the snake behind it. And as it lands in the sand, from under the rocks, I mean, I counted about 8 or 9 snakes which come out. So it's like from the frying pan into the fire. He's running from one snake, and he comes and lands in the sand, and there are about 8 snakes. So then he takes off, goes back, and as he goes back, as he's about to climb onto the rocks, one snake gets him and another one gets him. 2 get him. So now these 2 snakes are wrapping themselves around this little iguana. And in that whole melee, this little iguana squiggles and gets out from within the coils of the snake. And then he climbs the rocks. He gets attacked by another 2 or 3 snakes, but eventually he makes it to the top. Now, I should not have narrated this whole thing. You should have seen it. Anyway, the point I want to make, and why is this part of this further reminder, is because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's open book. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullahi said there are 2 kitabs of Allah. One is the open book, which is the universe, and the other one is the book which has to be opened, which is the Quran al-Karim. And both of these have ayat. The Quran also has ayat, and the universe also has ayat. And the ayat are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalla's creation. So the key thing is to look and recognize the ayat of Allah. And that's why when I watched that whole Planet Earth 1 series in my brother's house in America, he's got one massive TV with all kinds of technology in it, so it looks very, very real. And inshallah, I will probably go and see the second one also there. When I was watching that, I was thinking to myself that this is Tilawat al-Quran. Just watching this thing is the Tilawat of the Quran, because it is the seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are constantly making zikr and saying Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. When you see the filming of this series, that what a wonderful way of seeing the universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the important thing to understand there is that many, if not all of those shots, you and I are only able to see because of the technology. Because even if we were physically there, you would never be able to get close enough to an animal to actually see it. Because if you got that close, the animal would run away. So if you are seeing, a bird of paradise in Planet One, there is this beautiful series of sets on birds of paradise and their mating dances. It's incredible. You see the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say, why did Allah create so much of variety? Ajib, just one set of bird of paradise, each one is different, some flamboyant colors and feathers and all kinds of things. Now there's no way that you could actually see a bird of paradise dancing if you were physically there. There's no way. The only way you can do that is because the camera gets you close there. And that particular series, that one guy, to capture one bird of paradise, he spent 3 weeks in a blind in the forest. It's little, very, very small tent. You can't even, forget about standing up, you can't even sit straight in that. He spent 3 weeks in that to film that one sequence. The reason I'm saying this here is, one is because, of course, the beauty and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is visible in His universe, provided we see it with eyes of understanding, which is why as I keep saying, we see with our knowledge, we don't see with our eyes. The same person sees it, and the tragedy is that David Attenborough, for example, who's the narrator of this, is himself an atheist. If you look at many of these biologists, they are atheists. And it really blows my mind. How can somebody see the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not recognize the Creator? That's the reason why we need to be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us Iman. If Allah did not give us Iman, you and I would be watching the same series and we would be watching them as atheists and wallah alam, as whatever. Instead of watching it as Muslims and therefore saying that this is tilawat of Allah. Tilawat of Allah, of the ayat of Allah. So this is one. Second thing is what comes to me, and I always keep saying, when I see something, I ask myself, what did I learn? Now from this sequence of this iguana and snake, one of the greatest things you learn is the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being ar-razzaqul quwwatil matin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces the food for the snakes from the sand, which is the iguanas. The snakes are not doing anything. The snakes are not, hunting for it or going anywhere. It's coming out of the earth. At the same time, those of the iguanas which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to save. And Allah wants to save some of them, because otherwise, there would only be one hatching and after that everything is dead. So those who Allah wants to save, see this sequence. If you have to see the sequence, inshallah, when this Fajr reminder comes, you will see it. There is no way on earth that somebody could have actually arranged that. So even though you had the cameras, you had all the technology in the world, if that thing didn't happen at that time, there was no way that it could be filmed. Right? Now think about this. Why does Allah create this? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree for this one iguana to do this whole race and get caught by... See my lessons which I learned. First of all, you run from one difficulty. You think you are escaping one difficulty, you actually get into much more. So he jumps in and he finds one of the 8 snakes. So he ran from one, he got 8. And second thing is that when you think everything is gone, this iguana, the lesson is, this little iguana, he never stopped struggling. He never gave up. If he had given up, he was dead. He never gave up. Even when he was caught in the coils of 2 snakes, he kept struggling. His job was, I have to get out of this. And I will do whatever it takes to get out of this. And he got out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him success. Now think about this, apply it to our lives and say, sometimes we feel, what is the good, everything is gone, halas. No, there is no despair in Islam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We always and always and always, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us mukallaf only on the effort. Allah did not make us mukallaf, Allah did not make us responsible for the result. And this is the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah had given us responsibility for the result, where would we have gone? Because results are not in our control. We do, we make all our effort. But sometimes we succeed, sometimes we... So if somebody fails, it's not because they're lazy or they're stupid. No, they made all the effort. Wallahu a'lam, that qadr of Allah, the person didn't succeed. So Allah made us responsible for the effort. So here is this little creature which continues to make an effort, does not give up, and Allah gives him success. And eventually he escapes. So the lessons from this, if you think about them, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah provides food, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables some to escape, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables this whole thing to happen. And eventually the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach lessons to the people. This whole sequence is for what? It's not for the iguanas are not watching this. Race of snakes are not watching it. We are watching it. And if we are watching it, here is the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here are the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we watch it with the idraq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu's presence, then this is tilawat al-Quran. If you see this as subhanallah, this is my Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu. And what it does to your iman, zadatu imana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innama al-mu'minuna alladhina idha dhukira Allahu wajilat qulubuhum wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadatu imana. The ayat of Allah recited before them. And reciting is what? Reciting is recitation. But it's also seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. And your iman increases. Wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. That is how tawakkul comes. When the iman increases because we recognize our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, that is when we are able to have faith and tawakkul on Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see His world and see His creatures and to enjoy that, and for this to become a means of taqwiyat of our iman, increase and strengthening of iman, and as a result of that to have tawakkul and have reliance on Him Jalla Jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.